May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto Thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. At the beginning of the summer, a teenage girl saved the life of an older teenager who was far away from her home. The two girls were alone in a house nearby in different rooms getting ready to go to the beach when the older girl collapsed and stopped breathing. The younger girl immediately ran into the other room, saw the older girl on the floor, instantly called 911, and did everything the emergency operator told her to do. The ambulance arrived 5 or so minutes later, and though the older girl had several other close calls with death that day, all the medical professionals agreed that because the younger girl immediately noticed and comprehended the dire situation and acted, she helped save this teenager's life. We never know when situations, big or small, will require us to notice and respond compassionately to the needs of others at any time on any given day. In today's gospel, we encounter Jesus teaching in the synagogue. Right in the middle of his teaching, he stops, notices a woman who was crippled, bent over, and unable to straighten up, shows compassion for her, and heals her. Luke's account of that day in the synagogue doesn't even bother to mention what topic Jesus was preaching on, because the true lesson then, and for us today, is in what Jesus did. Jesus demonstrates the importance of connecting with people, being in tune with their situation, and healing them. In this one act of compassion, Jesus shows us how to connect with others in several different ways. First, Jesus connects with others by being willing to put aside his to-do list. While I realize we don't have any archaeological evidence of a handwritten to-do list from Jesus, you know he had a plan for each and every day to spread God's kingdom on earth. On this day, teaching at the synagogue would have been high on his list. Still, in the midst of teaching, Jesus stopped immediately when he saw the crippled woman and healed her. He didn't wait until he finished teaching. Now, I think to-do lists are great. They help focus our day and our efforts. But as Jesus shows today, we must not become so attached to our to-do list that we miss a unique opportunity to help someone else. A couple of months ago, I was driving out of my neighborhood to meet a colleague for an important meeting, and I was cutting it close. Suddenly, I saw a woman on the side of the road. I didn't know if she was going to cross the street, so I slowed down. At that point, she stopped, backed up, and put her hand up, which I interpreted as a wave. So I waved back and drove on. It wasn't until I got to the stop sign and turned onto the main road that I saw a car parked over on the side. I looked in my rearview mirror and saw the woman with her hands raised up and a puzzled look on her face. I thought about turning around, but looked at my watch and knew I needed to keep going in order to be on time. My insistence on sticking to my agenda, my to-do list, resulted in a missed opportunity. Or how about those times when someone wants to talk to us and we are so focused on what we are doing and our to-do list that we don't talk then and don't even think to arrange a time to talk later? We could go on about missed opportunities. But let's go back to our teenager who collapsed. Word went out shortly from her host family that she was in the ER and the critical prayers were needed. Friends rallied. The priest came. Schedules were changed. And the girl's parents made plans to fly to the States. That night, one of the friends walked by the nurse's station and saw a big glass jar full of maroon-colored rubber bracelets that said, "No one fights alone. Be healed." Luke 5:12. At last count, over 100 of these bracelets have been handed out to friends and family here and overseas. Many people altered their plans and to-do lists that week and beyond. And through their presence and their prayers, made sure this teenager did not fight alone. It is in moments like these that we realize we truly are connected to each other through Jesus Christ. And that in reaching out to others, we find that our faith deepens. It starts with noticing, followed by real actions. Second, Jesus connects with others by being open to the unexpected opportunity. No matter what time of day and no matter where. In today's vernacular, Jesus is our 24/7 Messiah. Therefore, we should not be surprised when Jesus ignored Jewish tradition and law and healed the crippled woman on the Sabbath. The leader of the synagogue was upset, but that did not prevent Jesus from doing the right thing. Welcoming and responding to the unexpected opportunity truly gives us the chance to connect with others like Jesus does. In order to truly connect with others, we must strive to be Christ-like, which is one of the stated values of our parish. In defining this value, we stated that we believe that as we become more genuine followers of Christ, we will grow to be more like Him, becoming instruments of grace, hope, and love in every area of our life and world. And so striving, we are equipped for the unexpected opportunities for ministry. That day, the teenage girl was rushed to the hospital. She escaped death several times due to the valiant efforts of many. Late in the afternoon, two friends asked if they could go into her room and pray for her. The primary nurse said, "Absolutely." While another nurse said, "She won't hear you." To which one of the friends said, "Maybe, maybe not, but God will." One held her arm and the other her ankle, and they prayed out loud and silently. They were not healthcare professionals. They attended to the teenager through prayer. Later that day, when the main nurse came out of the girl's room, she looked at the friends and simply said, "Keep praying." Though they often can be difficult, unexpected opportunities to minister to another are gifts to all involved. And I can't help but think they make God smile. Third, Jesus connects with others by truly embracing equality. During Jesus' time, women were treated as second-class citizens and were considered inferior to men and under the authority of men, first their father and then their husband. Jesus treated men and women as equals. His reference of the woman as a daughter of Abraham is the only time this term is used in the Bible, and it clearly implies equal status with the sons of Abraham. By embracing equality, Jesus truly was a revolutionary. The lesson for us here in the 21st century is simple. We are called through Christ to treat all people equally and fairly, no matter their gender, race, ethnicity, preferences, or creeds. All men and women are created equal, and God loves each person equally. After all these years, some people and societies still don't seem to comprehend this. Therefore, we must look at each day as an opportunity to connect with others by demonstrating true equality in our lives, to treat others according to the embracing example of Jesus. Finally, Jesus connects with others by asking the right questions. Jesus confronted the Sabbath day healing objections of the synagogue ruler by asking, "Should not this woman, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" The question was simple, direct, and true. And it won the day and the approval of the people. It is up to us to approach each day by asking the right questions. The headline in last Sunday's paper read, 6,000 homeless living in shadows, local agencies and police struggling to cope with growing need along the coast. Why? Or more importantly, what can we do to help? Questions are waiting to be asked each and every day. It is up to us through Christ to ask the right questions. Sometimes it is simple as, "How are you?" Or, "Is there anything I can do for you?" Or, "Can I pray for you?" As the Franciscan priest Richard Rohr said, life is about discovering the right questions more than having the right answers. It is often through the right questions that we, like Christ, are able to connect with others. We also find a teachable moment about connecting with others from the woman who was healed. She had been bearing this disease for 18 years. She did not ask Jesus for healing, but as soon as he healed her, the first words out of her mouth were, "Praise God." While we often tend to look at life from the perspective of how we can help others, there are going to be times, multiple times, when we personally will need the help of others. I'm reminded of Albert Camus' reflection when he said, "In the midst of winter, I finally learned that there was in me an invincible summer." Even in the toughest of times, we must always have faith that God, our invincible summer, is with us. That's what happened to the mother of our teenager. When she flew to the States over 2 months ago, she didn't know whether her daughter would live, and if she did, if she would be able to enjoy a normal life. Through the actions of many, starting with the heroics of the younger teenager, followed by the heroics of those in the ER and all the skilled doctors and nurses at two world-class hospitals, and by her friends and her family, the future for this teenager is very, very bright. Her mom said that if her daughter had stayed home overseas, the same claim could not be made. Thanks be to the healing touch of Jesus, her daughter was healed, just like the woman at the synagogue. Amen.